Duo. Entertainment for you.
Hello, listener. I am the internet. What you are about to listen to will be filled with pop culture, mumblings, random fits of rage, and non-stop laughs. Please buckle up and enjoy the ride. You are now on the internet with Seth and Katrina. Using my incredible power, I am bringing you this program live via streaming high-definition video every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Central Time. I want to hear from you. Call or text in any time during the show using the phone number 505-750-0304. On the Internet is brought to you exclusively by Duo and is sponsored by the new Apple Watch. Listen, people, Duo lowered the price this month from $10 a month to $5.99 a month. We did this for one reason, so you will subscribe and give us your money so Seth can buy the Apple Watch and become an even bigger douchebag. It's $17,000, so get a move on. And now, here's Seth and Katrina.
Well, hello everybody.
Hello.
We're here.
We are.
We haven't quit yet?
Nope.
We're still here every week, as far as you know?
Yep.
And we will be until we're not?
Yep.
This is on the internet?
2 weeks.
It's the show that's
on the internet.
I like it. I like
Cameron
it. I
didn't do jazz hands this time.
Cameron, how dare you? No more beer for you.
Oh, no. Don't take away my beer.
That's the only thing he loves in life besides Allison.
Yeah.
Allison, beer.
Yeah. Well, anyway, welcome to On the Internet. It is a show that's on the internet for now. And it's episode number 24.
Woo!
I know, right? It's amazing. It's also episode number 88, I think, overall, since we've got to do the final tally to get us to 100 before Katrina quits, which apparently she's actually doing. So
I feel like we need to play the final countdown at this point.
It's a great idea. It's a great idea. I would do that, but no. It's too much effort for a show that's not going to be around very long.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're here right now, and we'll be here next week, right?
Yay! Yes.
Okay. We're here next week also. So if you watched last week, then you know we're live right now. And if you didn't watch last week, but you're watching tonight, then you know we'll be live next week. It's amazing how time works.
Right.
Calendars. They're incredible. Invented by the Germans in 1886.
No.
He just made that number.
San Diego. Cameron knows what I'm doing.
I'm sure.
I'm there.
Okay. Anyway, so watch us live at duo.com/live. We're here every Wednesday night at 8 o'clock Central Time or 9 o'clock Eastern or was it 2 a.m. in London?
London.
Yeah, and then it's like 11 a.m.
in Guam.
So hello to all our Guamanese listeners. Guamians? Guamans? Guamanians.
Yes.
Guamans.
I like the Guamies better.
Guamies.
Hello to all the Guamies. Hope you're enjoying the show. And if you are watching live, feel free to call in and participate. The phone number is 505-750-0304. I will not say it slower. It's on the screen. You didn't know from Cameron, I need to say it slower. The phone number is 505-750-0304. Now, if no one calls, next week I'm not reading the number. Just to teach Cameron a lesson. I'll still read the number. But, and also follow us on Twitter.
Really
we said, how many tweets did we send last week? None.
Woo. One.
We sent one?
I don't know.
We didn't send any.
In our quest to be number one.
We sent no tweets.
We've sent no tweets.
Yes. But our Twitter handle is
OTInternet. Not on the internet, but I sent you one.
The last thing we tweeted was on November 5th. We said, did you vote? At Katrina Abbott's, sure didn't. That will live in infamy.
It's a good last tweet to go out
on the internet.
Our Twitter's pretty good, actually. I mean, if we would have kept doing it, it would have probably would have helped the show.
Probably. But, I mean,
there's some great photos, like Matthew in his McDonald's uniform. Remember when we tried to do hashtag Matthew from Duo?
No.
Oh, yeah, like Alex from Target.
Yeah, it's like that. And then here's a great one of me holding up a piece of Nova paper that just says shingles on it. Because you had shingles for a while.
Yeah, I still have a scar.
Well, yeah, you'll have it for the rest of your life. Some scars last a lifetime. Mm-hmm. But, tonight on the show, we've got Katrina went and saw the Avengers, so we could talk about news. It's 3 weeks old. And,
hey, I still saw it.
We could update everybody on our diets, because I feel like the reaction to your diet after I went back and listened to the episode was not consistent with your behavior for the evening, so I would like to speak about that. And And I have more quizzes for Matthew.
Ooh.
Yay.
So we can test his IQ again. Yes. Tonight, just for the home audience, Matthew is wearing a see-through white cotton tank top. It's just a regular cotton tee. I don't know why I said tank top.
On the side, it says, in memory, Marcus.
Oh.
Well, that's weird.
Who's Marcus? Did he die?
I would think so. That's usually where that
he's being completely silent.
I don't know what's happening.
I don't know either. But yeah. And he's also wearing a green, looks like a green ribbed fabric army belt with a pair of blue jeans. It's very farmer tonight, which I don't know if that's what he's going for, but he's doing camera just for the home audience, is wearing a red V-neck. Maroon?
Yeah, maroon.
Maroon. And some gray shorts.
Yes.
They collect dog hair like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah, and also your pockets have zippers on them, which I find interesting.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have said that, because now he's thinking, how does he know? And it's because I was staring at your pants during a meeting today. I was looking right at your pockets and going,
there is a raccoon outside the window. I don't know if Cameron can still see it, but...
Is it a big raccoon?
It was pretty large. It ran up towards the fridge.
Right. Fantastic.
Yeah. So we saw a beaver at Tuttle Creek, and I just saw a raccoon. It looked fairly large.
Just wait till you live with one. It's not the same.
I can imagine.
I don't know if you lived with one as much as you just had to live in the same home as one.
I still lived with it.
You did, I guess, technically. I don't know if you'd call it living, but...
No, not really.
It took up residence in your ceiling. It was a squatter.
Yes, it was.
And it had babies. They were cute. They were cute babies.
It was tormenting.
You know, we should find that photo and tweet it for like a Throwback Thursday.
I have it.
Like of you and the raccoon babies. Because they were cute. They were adorable babies.
Okay, well, we'll do that at break. So we don't need to be going through.
We'll forget.
Right now.
So you won't ever see that photo, but it's adorable.
It was cute.
It was. Even though they were the devil. So,
Mom was the devil. The babies were babies.
Well, yeah, they didn't know any better. But that mom did. She didn't raise them right. Either. So, let's just talk about the elephant in the room first. Matthew. Welcome back. Glad to see you're alive.
Wow. He mustered up a wave.
He did. He moved for us. That was nice of him.
It's impressive.
I like
that. Glad to know he's not a statue.
And so, the show's ending.
Would you quit talking about that?
I mean, we gotta bring it up every week. So
okay, yes, the show is ending.
Any updates on when the end will be?
No, I gotta get a job.
Okay, so it's still up in the air. Sometime
basically, July-ish. We're not gonna know until June, because that's when I'm gonna take my exam.
Okay.
On Friday the 22nd
of May.
Yeah. Okay. So basically next Friday.
Okay.
And then,
which will be after our last show in May.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then. From there is when I'm going to apply for jobs. So hopefully by mid-July, I'll have a job. If not, the 1st of
July.
Hopefully. Then I don't want to be broke and wait until September to get a job. Trying to pay him, you know, pay for an apartment that I...
What's Mark doing? Isn't he supposed to be paying for half the stuff now?
Well, yeah.
Aren't you just supposed to be a housewife and kick back and do podcasts all day?
He does the cooking.
He does the cooking.
Katrina wears the pants in this relationship, obviously.
Hey, I told him I would clean.
What's Mark's signature dish, would you say?
I don't know. He never really cooked for me while we were together.
So he doesn't cook.
He hasn't cooked
So that
for
whole
yet.
Cooking thing that you said isn't actually
yet.
True.
That's because he prefers to grill and do things like that, and so yeah.
So his signature dish is the same as Matthew's? Grilled hamburgers?
No, I don't know if signature dish is the correct term for Matthew's
hamburgers.
Matthew,
what would you say your signature dish is? Hamburgers or a hamburger helper? Oh, chicken parmesan is his signature dish. I forgot about this.
I wouldn't touch that with a 10-foot pole.
Did I ever eat your chicken parmesan? No. I don't think I ever did.
No. There's probably a good reason for that.
I mean,
it's not chicken.
Matthew, this chicken parmesan looks like Chef Boyardee ravioli. What's happening here? What's a Shay's signature dish? You don't know? She don't cook? No.
What's my signature dish?
American chop suey probably would be your signature dish.
I do
dish.
Make a lot of American chop suey.
Cameron, what's your signature dish? Kibbles. Beer. He holds up his beer, yeah.
Yep. Seth is probably steak.
Well, I have to cook steak.
I do make him cook steak.
Mine is biscuits and gravy. It's my favorite. I can also do a really good broiled shrimp.
I actually make a really delicious ramen noodle and a really delicious Kraft macaroni and cheese.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah.
I made that the other night and added peas to it. My dad was like, this is so good. I'm like, oh,
peas?
It was a white cheddar one. It wasn't like the normal mac and cheese. It was like the white cheddar.
I didn't even know they made a white cheddar mac and cheese.
Oh, yeah. Hmm. I like to switch it up a little bit.
Interesting. I feel like I cook more, but I don't.
I don't at all.
I really just like grill. Like, I'm such a typical man. It's like, well, I know how to microwave things and then grill.
You used to cook more, but now I've started to cook more.
Yeah, Chris is now the chef.
Yeah.
She's taking on chef duties.
So she's Chef Boyardee?
Chef duties.
No, she's Polish, so she'd have to be like Chef
Pierogi.
Chef Pierogi. That works.
We'll go with that one.
I like
something
pierogis.
With an E on the end of it, you know? Some type of typical Polish name.
Sebastianski.
You don't know Polish names?
Ski.
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 They
himself.
Do all end in ski.
I wasn't sure if that was Polish or if that was some other Germanic country.
Nope.
It's pretty much Poland, Polish. Yeah. Was ski Pole?
I don't think so, but I don't know.
I don't like talking about ski's Polish heritage. Because you have a history.
With ski's pole?
With ski's pole.
If he only knew.
Ski is my favorite.
Oh, my God.
So, what should we do to commemorate the end of the show? Like, I feel like we should just every week come up with, like, something or some idea that we can do for the last show.
The only two that come to mind are eating, like, wings or pizza. Like,
eating wings.
Well, we did have that one episode.
We always ate
where
on the
Seth
show.
Devoured like, the wings okay. And then attempted to pour his Coke.
I need to need to be more clear. I mean, what do we want to do on the episode?
Eat.
To make it more special for the listening audience.
Play Rock Band.
That was my other one, was play Rock Band. Because that's, you know.
We have no original ideas.
Cameron, can we get a TV and Rock Band in here, you think?
No.
Well, the biggest thing,
Cameron,
is,
you have failed us.
Where would we put it? We'd have
yeah.
to.
We could put the TV on that table, and we could just turn
and move
around,
all the cameras there,
and we could just turn around and in our chairs right here and just play.
Yep.
And run.
And
the
Katrina
TV to the board.
I am
singing
that wonderful song.
I'm not singing.
That's the first and last thing. That's the last thing we're gonna do. That's gonna be our encore. Singing.
Absolutable.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, I agree we need to do something, but I have no idea what to
that
make
episode
it like
would never see the light of air because Cameron would freak out about the copyright.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Lame.
Yeah. The man's trying to keep us down, Katrina.
Yeah.
Don't put me down!
We'll just steal all his beer until he tells us we can do it. And Allison.
Wow.
Too far.
The two things he loves.
The dog.
And then we're
just
gonna.
The dog
then we're
the...
gonna give Allison all of your beer.
You really need to rethink your priorities.
You. What do you mean priorities? Beer comes before dog.
No.
Dogs can fend for themselves. Beer ain't gonna drink itself.
Allison can get her own beer.
Yeah.
Oh really?
Yeah, she's capable.
But she can't manage to get the kibbles.
It's actually.
It's in a bag that she can easily, like, just jump on and get inside, but instead she'll just kind of go up to it and sniff the outside of the bag.
Just poke at it.
And that's the best she'll ever do.
Too much work. It's too much work.
Lazy.
That, and I've never had this situation where I starve Allison, so I think she always assumes that she's going to get food.
Is it true that Allison is an amateur brewmaster?
Yes.
Okay, I thought
fact.
So.
Yeah.
She loves hops. All of her brews are very hops heavy.
All I can think about is her jumping.
She looks so cute when she has the hat on. It's so cute. No? Don't like it?
No.
Okay. So besides eating, anything else you feel like we should do for the last show?
No. Do you have any ideas?
Well, I feel like I always come up with the ideas.
I know. That's because obviously ours are not appropriate.
We're terrible at ideas.
Maybe for the last show, you guys should program it, and we do whatever you want for it.
We wanted to do Rock Band, and you already said no.
We can't
you
do that.
You shot down our idea.
I didn't shoot it down.
Shot it down.
The man did, okay? I have a boss. His name is Cameron. And he shot it down.
The irony is, you were once the boss, and then you gave up your position to make him the boss.
This corporate structure involving this show makes no sense.
None.
No.
Yes.
What else could we
but
do?
But what are your ideas then? You said us, but that just means you get out of doing all the work. That's really what that
we
means.
We should do that thing again where people write in questions like, can
we don't
you
have
imagine a world without clocks?
People don't listen to this show. That's why we don't get
words.
But I want more questions like, Can you imagine a world without
clocks? I can just make some questions up. Cameron, have you ever imagined a world without clocks?
No, I haven't.
It's pretty crazy if you do it. It's pretty crazy if you do it. Trevor was really thrown off by the world without clocks.
That's what I was just getting a visual of, or an auditory of, whatever you want to call it.
So,
clocks?
I don't know if we've ever done final episodes, really.
I mean, we could play a game. We've done that before, but that usually ends poorly because you and Chris end up fighting.
That's true. We did have that one episode we couldn't release because I was too rage-filled at Chris.
Yeah.
Because Seth cheated.
So we played like Boggle or something. I don't remember what it was. It was some word game.
I don't remember. But
we could play a game.
Let's see.
Not Monopoly. I put my foot down
there.
I'm
trying to think of what shows ended purposefully and what we did on the last episodes, and I don't think we did anything.
Malia and I don't remember what we did either. I think we just did like a... I think we drank.
What did we do for
I think
yours?
We just drank.
Yeah, we like popped champagne and stuff on yours.
I feel like Malia got really drunk and crawled into bed with me at one point.
So Rena and Leela, I guess we didn't really do anything special.
No, I mean,
I think there was just copious amounts of alcohol.
Yeah, so popping champagne.
I'm not really drinking anymore, so that doesn't really apply to this show.
Yeah.
We're all on diets. That probably wouldn't be the best idea.
We have one big smorgasbord of a salad.
Okay, you guys did just say pizza and wings. I would like to point that out.
Yeah. So. I'm still okay with that. Like, you can always break your diet for one day.
A giant cake with our faces on it.
Oh, yeah. Can we get a cake with our faces on it, Cameron?
Dairy Queen will do it. You can take a picture of us, and then Dairy Queen will put it on your cake.
She's got the end. Right. I'm surprised she didn't say Baskin Robbins.
They don't do pictures. They're not fancy.
Who won't do pictures? Baskin Robbins?
Yeah, we're not fancy. Well, I don't know if that's entirely true. The Baskin Robbins I worked at did not do pictures because my boss was really lazy.
Someone who used this microphone last literally had 8 Marlboros in their mouth while they were doing their show. I mean, I'm getting cancer right now from doing this show.
Ironically, I just smelled mine to see if mine was bad.
No,
like, oh, nope, normal microphone.
It's Marcus J.
I'm sure.
Yes, that's who it is. Yes.
He's worthless.
My God, the hate.
Random hate.
For no reason.
Wow.
Wow. You know, Marcus's show is doing about 60 times better than ours.
I don't care. Doesn't make me like him.
Just saying that, you know, we could be friends with them, and then he could promote our show on his show, and maybe people would listen to us.
Well, he wants to take over this show, so he should promote it anyway.
It's true. He could take over this show because you're leaving. We're back on track.
Yes.
So we've got a cake with our faces on it now. I don't know why
Cameron's in charge of that.
I don't know why we think that's a good idea to have a cake where we eat our own faces.
I don't know.
I feel like that's something we should get for someone else, you know? But sure, we'll eat our own faces. Eat my face. What if we have a giant cake with Matthew's face on it?
God. I wouldn't touch that with a 10-foot
pole. You don't think they'll make it?
I think it would.
I think that falls in the obscene category. We're like, I'm sorry, sir. This is wildly inappropriate.
We can't possibly make this. It'll break the machine we use.
Yeah, okay.
It broke my eyes.
All right, so again, it's with food.
Ken.
But now what kind of food do we want?
Cameron had a good idea of playing old clips that we enjoy.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. It's just like an old man he walked in here. But so for Seth and Colby and for Colby and Bash, I did make best of CDs for them. At some point I'd like to do that for life. The difference is that
for life?
Yeah, and for this show. Okay. You know, the whole
all
run.
One. All one show.
We've done 24 episodes of this. We did 66 of life, all right? When we get to that caliber, never will. We will start referring to this show as the Cadillac of shows instead of the limping to the finish line version of life that
Katrina
kind of made time for during her master's program.
If you would have pulled your head out of your ass sooner, we could have done a few more shows.
I don't know what that meant. What do you mean?
Because it took you... When did we start doing this?
Oh,
October?
You mean to start doing this show in the first place?
To restart doing
Sorry
this.
That I was building a company, Katrina. How horrible of me.
Yeah, pretty horrible.
She's really hate-filled tonight. I thought her supplements were supposed to help with that.
Oh, we're going to get to that. Oh, we're going to get to those supplements. And, okay, so should we do like a best of like clips? Like, what if I went back and grabbed like clips
Yes.
of like, and we could walk down memory lane or something.
That would
Is
be
that
fun.
Too self-servicing for our last
not
episode?
I don't think
not
so.
Not for us. Come on.
All we are is self-servicing.
There's also the option of us just not telling anyone as our last episode and just doing an episode and then never coming back. Because that's what I've done with most of the shows I've done last episode.
I feel like it would be fun to do a last episode, though.
I agree, but not if the only thing we're doing is eating wings while we do a regular episode.
I think we should do a regular episode.
Play some
with
clips.
Food and cake.
We could play some clips. We could play a fun game.
I do like the game idea, though. Like a legitimate game, not just a Cameron game.
Sorry, Cameron. Oh,
God, the barbs are just flying everywhere.
There's that
today.
Last word game. That's always fun. Or the 5-second game. I'm terrible at that one, but it's fun.
What?
You have like 5 seconds to like list things. Like it'll say, name 5 types of fish. And you have 5 seconds to do it. And if you're Chris, all you can think about is fish you can buy in the grocery store. Not like goldfish. And then you lose.
Yeah, I think it was like C.
I'm
and she's
thinking like cod,
catfish.
That was all I could think of. I was like, I think I said like, and then I screamed lobster right at the end because I couldn't think of anything else.
Lobster's not correct.
Nope.
I do
it's not a
bad
fish.
At games where there's timers.
See, I guess my problem with this, and maybe this speaks to why we're not number one, is that I feel like bits of that caliber should have just been happening every week.
Well, they should, but why not go out with a bang?
Yeah. Save the best for last. That's how that works, right?
What if we just replay our best life episode and tell people it's new? Like, I just open it, do some creative editing, so we say it's on the internet at the beginning, and then we just let that play through.
Can we sit here and watch it and eat wings and,
and cake? The cake. Don't forget the cake.
Just have a slumber party here in the studio. That's what
Dude,
I want.
You guys will be the visual, and audio won't match at all. I like that.
Yeah, let's try to mime the episode as it's happening. With wings and
that
cake.
Would be
and then someone will like get up in the middle to go do something in the kitchen and
What's
we'll have to.
I'm gonna like try and wanna say something to correct either myself or one of you two.
Are there any secret episodes that we never released besides the one where I raged at Chris?
Yes. I know there are, yes. But there were reasons there were reasons why you didn't air them.
Like what?
I don't know because you were mad.
I feel like there was one other that we just thought was bad.
Oh my God. What about the one where I poured the Coke from like 100 feet up in the air?
No.
Could we splice that one?
That one was terrible.
I like that one.
I went and got wings. Remember I did the show for like 45 minutes and I'm like, oh my God, there's wings in the oven. And then I had to just immediately got up and ran to the oven.
And then while you got up, we secretly devised to shut it off with Colby.
No, I think that was when I went to the bathroom.
I don't know. You went somewhere. Because we had to make Colby shut it down.
I remember because Katrina basically went dead on the show and just ate wings for like 30 minutes. Like, I have the video of that, and she is just leaning back in her old chair and just eating wings while me and Colby are just yelling at each other for like 20 minutes.
Is this one where you also try and chug beer and then it's...
Yes. And then Katrina sees me spit and then thinks she's going to throw up, and so she stands up and runs to the bathroom. Yeah,
and Colby,
that's just when we were trying to
drinking.
Do those Dos Equis or whatever they were.
Yeah,
and Chris wouldn't do
gross.
It because she was going to be a teacher.
Yeah, that turned out well.
So,
and I don't like Dos Equis.
Okay, so what ideas did we come up with this week? Wings and cake, and that's it.
And playing clips and playing a game.
Who's going to find the clips?
You,
Cameron.
Cameron. You have almost 100 episodes of content to go through. Find our best clips.
Oh, boy.
We will provide the game.
What game?
We'll go home and I'll text you some options.
Okay. Let's play Settlers of Catan.
No.
Come on, man.
I don't think that would make good radio.
Neither will eating wings and cake, but obviously we don't care about that.
Mad game?
I talked about that 5-second game or last word.
You know what the best game to play on the radio is? Pictionary. Cameron got it. Karen liked it.
I
got
did
it. I just didn't think it was funny.
Well, that's
we
okay.
We could play Cards Against Humanity.
I'd be okay with that.
Yeah, it's a little vulgar for our last. We want to go out on a high note.
We're vulgar for our show.
We try to do a pretty clean show.
Okay, we'll pick another game. You're just shooting down all our ideas.
Speaking of which, Matthew, I didn't bring Cards Against Humanity tonight.
Oh, well, when we get to this, remind me and I'll get the wings.
Katrina is dead
I'm
set.
Not totally
you
sold.
Guys all covered everything else. There's nothing else to do.
I kind of thought we'd tag
cake.
Team the game, Katrina.
I would like to point out that these are ideas. These are not things that are happening yet.
Yeah, because you're shooting them all down.
I would just like to get a list, and then we could take the best things from that list that don't include wings and do them on our last episode. Cameron, we're just going to have to sit down and do this ourselves, aren't we?
Hey, I had some good ideas. You're just ignoring them.
No, I'm not ignoring them. I'm acknowledging them and then accepting them as dumb.
Hey, my game idea is not
well,
dumb.
Don't ask for
people
opinion.
Like our games.
Who?
I don't know. People listen to Life. We did it on Life.
Yeah. Did you know Rena and Leela has more listens to than our show right now?
I did not.
Yeah, isn't that sad?
Is that because of Marcus? Oh, yeah, he doesn't count.
My God. I mean, I know what you meant, but at the same time, you stand behind both meanings. So it's just rude. It's just rude. Marcus, I apologize.
I don't.
I apologize twice for Katrina and her venom.
I don't know why she's so hateful.
She's very territorial about a show that she's leaving for some reason. It'd be the equivalent of me quitting my job and then yelling at my boss for looking to hire someone new. That's what Katrina is doing.
That's not true.
It kind of is
no,
exactly the same
situation.
No, because
they're two different shows, and no one can take over this show. You would have to redo a new one.
No one can replace you, Katrina.
Exactly.
We know this. All right, well, let's take a break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about your supplements.
Okay.
And then we'll give Matthew an IQ test, and it'll be glorious. So,
sounds like a plan.
All right, we'll be right back. It's so good to have him back. I missed him last week, and he's torturing him. Let's see. Okay. And welcome back to On the Internet. It's the show that's
on the Internet.
Sorry to interrupt your texting, Katrina.
I'm not texting.
I had to get out of my sweatshirt fast to get that done.
Cameron, did you do jazz hands that time?
No, he did not.
It's unacceptable. Chris was taking off her jacket and she did the jazz hands.
It is true. I'm now
do
going
right
to
now.
See where my school ranks.
With more passion. Better.
More jazz.
I need more jazz in your hands, sir. But anyway, welcome back to On the Internet. It's On the Internet. We're here every Wednesday. We're live.
Woo!
Okay. So, Katrina.
Seth.
If we had listeners, I would assume that they would have written us.
Right.
And commented on your supplements.
Right.
Because as I re-listened to the episode last week, okay?
Yes.
You said that the supplements, one of their main things besides, you know, the appetite stuff,
mm-hmm.
was to regulate your mood.
Mm-hmm.
And in listening to last week's episode again, in that episode,
I'm afraid for those.
You cried. During the commercial breaks, you showed Cameron your boobs.
I did.
You came back in here, stood, and had doll's eyes and yawned.
I do that in general.
For 5 minutes.
No, I do that in general.
And then on the show, at one point, you were just crazy rage-filled.
I'm rage-filled now.
Extreme sadness, extreme elation, total boredness, and absolute rage in 1 hour and a half long show. And your supplements are supposed to regulate your mood. And today you're wearing all gray. You're one step away from Matthew. Who's Marcus, by the way?
That was day one.
He was a student at Tabor
that night. Was he there when you went to school? I don't remember him. Why do I not remember this?
Because you didn't go to school.
Did you not tell me because I'd make fun of you?
I think we weren't talking by then.
You were still going to Tabor when we weren't talking?
Yeah.
Oh, no wonder we weren't talking. I would have filled me with rage.
Do I want to know why they quit talking?
It's probably because he said he wasn't hot that one time.
Yep.
Son of a
bitch.
Don't
bring it up. Makes him so angry.
Move back to Mississippi, you sack of trash. Get fucking hot. Your pants were smoking. Bastard. Anyway, sorry, what? Supplements? How they doing?
Good.
Yeah?
How's the mood aspect?
You feeling like you're having any crazy mood swings? Do you feel like rage 1 second, then tears the next are going to approach?
Always.
I feel like
Always.
That's the case. So, yeah. How do you know you're doing good on the supplements? What's the thing that you measure?
I mean, I think for everyone it's different, but for me it's the fact that, like, on my drives, I'm not...
Yeah, he went out the other room.
Dying.
And literally, I think he
had a spasm. I think he coughed up a lung.
He might have died.
That's okay. I heard a whine.
Oh my God, he's still coughing.
Anyway, so we're going to ignore that because no one else can hear it.
Come on, the poor man.
Just get a mic out there.
Yeah, just make sure. Hey, before you go out there, would you turn up the live stream volume like 3 clicks?
Okay.
Good grief. Let's see that.
Good grief. Oh my gosh.
Cameron, make sure he's not dead. Please take a glass and get him some water or something too, because I don't want him to die. He might be dying.
Are you dying?
He can't even answer it.
We will get him some water, man. Oh. I don't know how that all works. The inhaler. And to our listening audience, this may be the last of Voldemort.
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, yeah, Wormtail.
Oh, yeah, Wormtail. I forgot we're supposed to call him Wormtail now because he, well, he looks exactly like Wormtail. It makes a lot of sense, actually. Yeah. So I thought I had taps on here, but I don't.
So you're not measuring, like, weight loss or anything with these supplements, Katrina?
Oh, I mean, I'm measuring weight loss, but I'm also trying to measure, like, how I feel more so than that. That doesn't even make sense.
It's because Matthew's passed on. I do feel like if he was at a funeral, he would want this type of music being played.
Cameron just laughs.
We'll laugh at Matthew's funeral. It won't be a funeral, it'll be a funeral.
That was terrible.
The face after he made it was the best part of it. I swear I had taps on here. I don't know why we have a toilet.
I feel like that's appropriate, though.
I mean, that's Matthew's life.
Yep.
God, it's so real sounding, it's uncomfortable.
I kind of have to pee.
I'm going to turn it off then. Well, that's sad. Oh, well.
He's back.
He's back. Matthew, are you alive? Okay. His I didn't want to make a shirt that said, in memory, Matthew, because I wouldn't wear it. So, just wanted to make sure you weren't actually dying. Okay, so where were we? Before Matthew went out there and died.
My diet.
So have you lost weight or are you feeling better?
Both.
I don't think I ever got what makes you feel better. Like why you how you know it's working.
One, I actually do feel better. Kay. Like I can like
I just
what
sorry.
Are you what?
I just noticed your old lady book on the table.
I don't know why it's that funny.
Because you're so old, and now you're reading a book that grandmas would read.
No, she. I've read
Mary Higgins Clark.
I've read her since junior high. Novel.
Do you see the
She's
name of that
author.
Book?
No.
Daddy's Gone a Hunting.
Oh
Stop
no!
It.
What happened to you?
This takes place in, like, New York, like, Upper East New York.
What's that with anything?
It's not country.
Oh, that's country. Upper
it's
East New York.
Daddy's
when Daddy touches
gone
you,
hunt.
It doesn't matter where it happens.
Yep. Okay. That's just a whole other
thing. Okay.
If we were doing a best of, that would make it, just for
Focus.
The record. Okay.
Focus.
Yes, I'm sorry.
On my drives this weekend, I was not changing the channel every 2 seconds, and I wasn't, like, constantly readjusting or falling asleep, which has happened. So that's
Jesus.
Kind of a big deal.
That is a big deal.
And then
thank God for those supplements.
I mean, it's just kind of like it. Just kind of this like, kind of.
You feel like you have more energy.
Like,
is that a
geeky,
good way?
Geeky happy more than anything. Okay. It's like, but yeah. So then I'm like, I want to do something. So like Thursday at like 9 o'clock at night, instead of watching more Netflix, I was like, I feel like I've watched enough today. Let me work on my resume. Who does that?
No one.
Exactly.
Old
That's
people,
how I know.
Old responsible people do that.
I wouldn't have even done that. I would have waited till like after I took my exam. Because that was my plan. I was like, I'll take my exam, then I'll update my resume, then I'll apply for jobs.
Okay.
And right. Here I've worked on my resume.
Well, I don't think it's helping your mood.
It is helping my mood.
I don't know. Not based off your last week's show. Because
Well, that was day
there was
one.
There was a lot of mood swings on last week's show.
This week, there's just been a lot of rage.
Well,
I mean, you just seem more mellow tonight.
I would say
more like your normal self.
For whatever reason, I feel like I'm a little more blunt. Like I'm not like as easy when like.
Oh, you think? Yeah, tell Marcus that.
Well, I have been telling Mark. Like I've been
worthless.
I've been straight up with Mark when it comes to different things. Instead of just being quiet and like kind of like
Mark
festering in my anger, I'm just like, no,
I don't love
you.
Stop
this.
No wedding.
So
just kidding. It's the supplements.
You're ridiculous. It makes me angry. But I have lost 3 pounds.
Wow.
And I feel good.
That's great.
So, yeah.
I'm the only one clapping, so. No. Well, your claps don't count if you
it
don't do it without
now.
Being a.
It doesn't matter.
Matthew still didn't clap, and I applaud him for that because he held his ground of not giving a shit.
But Seth, how's your day going? How much have you lost now?
15 pounds in 2 weeks. So suck these nuts.
I don't believe you.
I don't care if you believe me. It's a fact.
He's been tracking it every day.
Yeah.
I don't see 15 pounds gone.
That's because it's like throwing deck chairs at the Titanic.
I noticed it on my cousin. My cousin lost 20 pounds and I could see it right away.
Well, great for your fucking cousin. Maybe I should get naked for you and then you can see.
Yeah, because I've seen you naked before.
Well, to be able to keep continually getting naked.
Okay, that works.
Party.
Yeah.
That'll work. I'm watch 50 Shades of Grey, three of us.
We should all just have a naked 50 Shades of Grey party. It'd be the most uncomfortable thing in the
final episode.
That's what we should do for our final episode. We could turn off all the live cameras, get completely naked, and watch 50 Shades of Grey together.
Because that'll make a show.
That would be fantastic.
Also, there's no way he's turning off the cameras because he'll want...
No, he's got to be naked too. And Matthew.
Ugh,
no,
all
I'm
of
out.
Us.
No, I'm out.
Was it because of me or Matthew?
Who do you think?
Well, I just wanted to ask.
I'm surprised that seeing Cameron naked wasn't enough to make up for Matthew.
No, nothing is ever enough to make up for that.
What if Vin Diesel, you could see... What if... Okay, what if this is nasty?
Vin Diesel would have to stand in front of Matthew at all times.
What if
he should never be within my sight?
You could have sex with Vin Diesel, and he would do all the things to your body that you want, but Matthew is going to be in the corner naked jerking it.
I could not focus on what was happening, as pleasurable as that would be.
So you would turn Vin Diesel down if that was the...
No, it's because I literally would not be able to concentrate on what was happening.
You don't
think
Vin
Diesel could make you see him in the corner jacking?
You don't think Vin Diesel could make you... Ignore
not
it?
With that in the room, no.
Did you know once I asked Chris, you know, fuck, marry, kill, and it was like Hitler and like Mussolini and Matthew, and she immediately killed Matthew? Like, that's messed up.
Hitler has his thinking boob. I think that could be nice.
Wait, his thinking
boob.
What?
The boob. Have you never seen that picture of Hitler with his thinking boob?
Give me my thinking boob.
I feel like that could be nice, you know?
Because if he murdered hundreds of thousands of my people, but that's all right. Let's kill
Matthew. She just wants to be a trophy.
Who's dying anyway?
Whore. Here's my boob. Let me just stand
I don't think
you.
She wanted to do any of that.
No.
I don't think Hitler was big for asking for things.
But I'm saying she bumped him up for having a thinking boob.
That Hitler is better than Matthew.
She wants to be his thinking boob.
So, Matthew, note to you, get yourself a thinking boob. And then send me a picture.
No, get yourself a whole like body reconstruction.
Jesus Christ. There's some of that bluntness again. It's a real sensitivity we've got.
Well, honestly, that's the biggest thing is like I can't stop myself. Like I'm doing this to Mark with things. It's just I can't stop.
Scott, you got to be a delight to be around. I bet he's happy you're taking those supplements. Well, since we're talking and just berating Matthew, let's just do his quiz if that's
okay,
possible.
Yes,
so
yeah,
I think
is it
Cameron,
time for a break? Though
you guys want to? No, it's not even close.
Not even close. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, we got 23 minutes before we're on time for our next break.
Are you kidding me?
No.
We took a weird thing in the middle. It's all good.
I want a break.
Get your head wants a break.
You have to pee real bad?
No, I'm kidding. I'm fine.
Okay. All right. Well, you guys have to trade places.
All right.
Matthew's just not moving, so.
Cameron, give me wings.
Get you wings.
We don't have a budget for that.
Don't have a budget.
There's $1 in the jar.
Dollar bill, y'all.
Let's take that dollar. It's our dollar now. Okay. Matthew, welcome back.
Hi.
So I have decided that spelling was way too boring.
Mm-hmm.
It took way too long.
And way too difficult.
And Matthew, he can't conquer third grade, and there's probably no way he's ever going to pass
the
fourth.
Does it really surprise you that I can't spell?
No, which is why...
Okay.
Which is why I've gone to really simple questions and then a couple, like, essay questions.
Okay.
Essay questions?
You don't have to, like, write an essay, but they're, like, paragraphs of situations that you will have to answer. They're still simple.
This can't end well.
Okay.
Dun, dun, dun.
What grade level is this at?
This is not grade level. I literally Googled very easy questions.
Okay.
And a lot of these came up.
Okay.
All right. So let's see. Let's start. I need some music for this.
You always need music for something.
So we need good. Let's see here. What's this
W. One? Hit the W.
W. This one? That's the Jew music. How dare you? How dare you?
You're welcome.
Okay.
This is good thinking music.
Matthew.
Yes.
Name the seven continents.
Africa, Europe, Australia, Antarctica, North America, South America, Asia.
Wow, he did it.
I didn't think he was going to remember
Asia.
That was
get
the
it.
First one for me.
Well, because I feel like most people go Africa, Asia. Like, that's just
I feel
normal...
like most people go North America, South America.
I don't know.
Because we're first because we're number one.
No, we're not.
America.
Stop it.
We're,
anyway, next
we're
question. Definitely.
We're number one in Matthews. Ain't no other country with them.
Matthews?
The rest of them kill them off. So.
take it out back. Fed to dingoes.
Throw it in the pit.
Number two. Name the five oceans. I bet he doesn't get this one. I'm just wagering.
Pacific, Atlantic, Indian, Antarctic.
Only one left. Only one left. Will he ring in with the correct answer?
Christina, last one.
You give up?
Antarctic Ocean.
You already said
Antarctic. Said that one. Atlantic, Pacific, Indian, Antarctica is what you said
yep.
so far.
Yeah.
You know, does anyone know what the fifth one is?
Chris does.
I think.
It's very easy. It's in the name of the fourth one. It's just Arctic Ocean. Yes. That's sad. Okay. Moving on. Name 10 states. Any states, we just need 10.
Are you kidding me? Make it
this
like 20.
This is so easy.
Florida, Mississippi, Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, North Dakota, South Dakota, West Virginia, Virginia.
Oh, really?
New York.
Okay,
North
that's 10.
North Carolina,
that's
South 10. Carolina.
He did go through the North and South, though. We should come up with a rule where he can't duplicate, but that's okay. We didn't think of that ahead of time.
He also just did, like,
random
Southeast.
Well, he did the part of the map that he knows.
Yeah.
Makes sense. That's what I would
do. Well, no, he added the Dakotas in there.
Okay.
He didn't have anything on the West Coast, though, I don't think.
Now, name 5 U.S. capitals in states where you haven't lived.
Ooh.
States I haven't lived?
Correct.
Dallas, Oklahoma.
Nope, Dallas is not right. Capital of Texas is Austin.
Austin.
Yeah, sorry.
Good try, though. Let's keep going.
Oklahoma City.
There's one.
St. Louis.
I don't think St. Louis is the capital of Missouri. I believe that's Columbia.
Yeah.
Oh, it is.
Is it?
I think
it's Columbus.
So. That sounds right.
Better Columbus. I couldn't remember. I think it was something like that.
Birmingham.
No, it's Springfield. That's
oh,
what it is.
That might be right.
Okay, Birmingham. Yep. He's got two.
I'm already
what,
thinking of
lived?
Like a time.
Yeah, you can't do where have you lived? Jefferson City is the capital of Missouri? Oh.
Yeah, I was gonna say Springfield.
Burn that place to the ground.
Springfield didn't sound right.
Springfield's Illinois. That's what it is. You can't use that one. It's also the capital where the Simpsons live.
If we give
He's
you,
only got to two.
Okay, how about we give you a state and you see if you can name the capital?
Seattle. What state?
Oh, no, that's not what I was
Washington.
Gonna do.
Oh, you want to give him the state?
Yeah, and I don't
Montana.
Think Seattle is the capital. I thought it was Tacoma.
It definitely Tacoma?
I thought that was the capital.
Okay, but we don't know this answer.
I think it's Seattle, capital, but the airport is the Seattle-Tacoma airport.
Capital of California.
I think it's Los Angeles.
Nope. Try again. Sacramento.
Montana. What's Montana?
I don't even think
There's
I know
no
that.
I know
this
gonna
one.
Know that.
Hawaii.
Oh, he should know Hawaii.
No.
Honolulu.
Yeah,
about Alaska.
Helena is Montana.
Anchorage.
I don't know.
I think it's...
Yes.
Is that right? Okay.
Unless it's Juneau.
Okay, let's skip this question. We're all dumb. What's the capital of the state we're living in now?
Topeka.
Olympia is the capital of Washington.
That's where Zeus lives. Okay. Here are the questions. Stephanie, who is an American, is looking
Juneau
at...
Juneau in Alaska.
Oh, gee.
I'm done.
Stephanie, who is an American...
That just killed Matthew.
Hi.
Okay. Stephanie, who is an American... is looking at her calendar and sees that she should be going out to buy candy and thinking about buying costumes for her 3 children. Which month would Stephanie most likely be looking at?
October.
Very good. Got that one right.
September. He got a pre-plan for that shit.
Timothy has recently got himself hooked on a certain series of books that has a character named Hermione. Which book series is
Harry Potter?
Okay.
Jesus.
And what character do you look like?
From that book series. Wormtail.
He was what actually kind, thinking about it.
What kind of animal is Garfield?
He's a cat.
Okay. Just making sure. Noah, who is 4 years old, enjoys a certain educational show that has a blue character on it named Grover. This show has helped him with his alphabet and counting. What is the name of the show?
He obviously...
Blue's Clues?
I thought that until it said Grover. This is why... He is the way he is because he never watched Sesame Street.
Oh. Sesame Street. Can you tell me how to get
Sesame Street?
To Sesame Street.
Is sponsored by the letter A.
Thanks.
More like F because he's failing.
Nathan's parents ask him what he wants for Christmas. He tells them that he wants an Apple that includes a CD burner, fast internet access, and blank disc to burn CDs. What is Nathan asking for?
An iMac.
Okay. Computer would also be acceptable. A monkey, a squirrel, and a bird are racing to the top of a coconut tree. Who will get the banana first? The monkey, the squirrel, or the bird?
The bird?
No, there's no bananas on a coconut tree. Pay attention. And that concludes tonight's quiz.
Can we do the Friday?
Friday?
The Friday question?
What's the Friday question? You can ask it. I don't know what you're talking about.
I gotta think about it for you. I'm gonna ruin it if I ask it and you don't know what it is.
I don't know what she's talking about.
I know what she's talking about. Hold on, let me think of it.
I know, like there's a specific way to say
it. Yeah, hold on. Let me try and Google it.
Oh yeah. I love when we do prep on the show.
Hey, it works now, doesn't it?
Not really. Not very well. Alright, well, I guess we're gonna ask you another question, Matthew, so you're not dismissed yet.
Hold
right
on.
Away.
I mean, I think I know how to say it, but I still wanna...
Why don't you just give it a shot, then? I mean, it's got to be better than...
A guy rode into town on Friday. He stayed 3 days and left on Friday. How really? Did he do it?
Oh, that's not the one I was thinking of.
It's his goddamn horse. And that's so
Matthew
obvious.
Looks so confused, though.
He's not good at riddles, even though his last name is Riddle.
There's another one about...
What's Wormtail's last name?
Well, his name is Peter Pettigrew.
Oh, that's right.
Wormtail is just his nickname.
That's right.
Peter Pettigrew.
Okay, that was terrible. Okay, you can leave now, I guess. I guess I gave up. I liked the riddles better than the spelling, though. I think it.
There was a good one about a Friday.
There was a good one about a girl who names her kids things, and I can't think of it.
Oh, I don't know what that is.
Helen Keller went to town and riding on a pony, stuck a feather in her cap and called it.
That's not okay.
I'm gonna tell that one to everyone I know. That needs to be a soundbite. That needs to go on the board so other show hosts accidentally play it. What's this one that says Helen Keller?
Karen's face.
Oh, I like it when I have old jokes that Cameron's never heard, because then I know that they kill. Because see this? This is my general audience.
I'm reading jokes.
And you look how happy she is about it.
I was trying to find the one. It's...
Parts of my brain hurt.
Oh,
you can have a brain
it wasn't
aneurysm.
Friday. It's Johnny's mother has three kids named April, May, and June. What's her fourth child's name?
She has three kids, so there wouldn't
or
be a
four
fourth.
Kids. Oh, shut up. Johnny's mother has four kids named April, May, and June. What's the name of the fourth kid?
December. April.
I don't get the play on this one, so.
Johnny,
are you kidding?
Because Johnny's mother has four kids.
I think it's December.
No.
It's definitely Johnny.
Pretty sure it was December.
Definitely Johnny.
Yeah.
So side note, I hate it when parents do that. They've got like three kids with like, they all start with T, and then their last one is just like some random
they
name.
Gave up.
That's
I'm
my
like,
sister's
really?
Kid.
This is Kimberly. This is Karen, this is Katie, and this is James.
James is my sister's kid. He hangs out with us.
I don't know what's going on with Cameron right now.
I don't
either. I'm making it red.
He's having a great time with
he
himself.
His brain hurts. Or
my
tingles.
Brain probably does hurt a little.
He's had too much of that summer that? Shandy.
And he's had two beers.
We'll make Cameron really happy.
Well, you know, Whitey's got to pay, and the payment is baby hands.
Still don't get it.
No.
But it makes Cameron so happy, so... good enough for me. Okay, so yeah, that was the quiz for Matthew.
Woo!
Yay. All right, well, I'm out of show prep. That's it. Show's basically over now.
That's not true.
Well, I mean, I don't have anything else to talk about.
Game over.
Yeah.
That's actually really good.
You know, for the last 2 weeks, we have not had any games provided by part of Cameron and Matthew.
That is a part of me.
I feel like they're slacking.
That is hilarious. Why did we never think of eating people?
Oh, my God.
Wait one more time.
Did you eat part of Triangle Man?
Now he's a part of me forever.
That is hilarious. Why did we never think of eating people?
Oh, my God.
And that is your mystery button of the week. Thank you.
You got to play his music for him. What is this song?
I have no
this
clue.
Is what Cameron provides. This is what he provides.
No, I think they found this for him. And it worries me, because what is that?
I don't know what song that is, but it's a song.
I've got it for him.
Yeah.
No, I know. I just don't know where they found it.
Because it sounds like it says Cam.
Yeah, it is saying Kill a Cam.
No, I understand why it's there and when they play it. I don't know why they would ever heard that song. I get it.
Weird music.
Like I get why they have heard this. That makes sense. Okay? It makes sense why they've heard this. It does not make sense why they've heard this.
Yo, bitch, blowing young. The Lost Tribes live with Young Ephraim's Top 5.
I gotta listen to this show at some point, probably.
Probably.
We've been helping a lot of context with this stuff.
Probably.
No? Katrina says no.
Well, it is the number one show on the network.
They did get rid of a lot of stuff, though.
Yeah, I made them get rid of a lot of stuff.
Aw, but it was my favorite things. As long as you keep this one, I'm good.
Is Bust still on there?
Bust. I don't see Bust.
Oh, they got rid of Bust.
I don't see Bust. This one's on here, though.
Did you eat part of Triangle Man?
Now he's a part of me forever.
That is hilarious. Why did we never think of eating people? Oh, my God.
You can look that up. Just search marshmallow people. Or
Cameron, I'm not going to do that.
Come on, search it.
I'm not going to search marshmallow
people.
In
this scene where they're talking about this, they're flying on a giant otter.
Do these marshmallow people look anything like Matthew does right now?
No. They look better.
Colby just sent me a Snapchat. I would like to point out that Colby only sends me things when I'm on the air.
Well, of course.
Let's see. It's a video. I will enjoy this while you guys enjoy the audio.
I've contained my rage for as long as possible, but I shall from Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Fury upon you like the crashing of a thousand waves.
Okay, that was worth it. I did like that. Colby is, he's still unemployed. And,
what? Why?
Because
I can't tell if she's being sarcastic.
He has no drive to go out and get a job.
Were you asking why he was unemployed? Katrina Googled marshmallow people and is now showing them to me.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, no.
No. I've watched them once upon a time.
Oh, good.
Were you asking why he was unemployed or why he's still unemployed?
Why is he still unemployed?
Because why wouldn't he be?
He has no reason to get a job.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if you could just sit around all day and look at marshmallow people videos and watch It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, wouldn't you? No, apparently not in your new supplements.
No, because I need money.
You got to do stuff.
But that's the point. In this scenario, you don't need money because Colby's parents
Colby does not need money.
Well, I don't know what that looks like, so.
I don't either.
That's hard.
Matthew, you know what that feels like? No. Cameron?
I do.
Then you should quit your job and work here full time. That's all I'm saying.
I have to move to Kansas City in order to fulfill that.
We can put all the stuff in a box.
Yep.
See ya. Okay. Bye. Why are you still here? Show's right. Over. You're taking this stuff.
My bad.
Packing it up tonight. What show do we got tomorrow?
Real Talk. From my parents' basement. She'll have to phone in.
Perfect. Probably be more convenient for her. So, what do you have to talk about today, Katrina?
Nothing.
You know, it's going to be really awkward. We're just going to have to sit here for like another hour.
Starbucks came out with new mini frappuccinos.
Oh, God.
Jesus.
Mini frappuccinos.
Yeah, should we do a
60 seconds with Chris?
Apparently that's due.
All right, here we go. Remember, you go through two Jeopardy songs.
I remember.
Okay.
So Starbucks came out with new mini frappuccinos.
She just renamed this and into 60 seconds of Starbucks.
Yeah. And they're 10 ounces opposed to their 12 ounce. And people are saying they're doing it to market towards kids because, like, parents think it's bad to take your kid to McDonald's. You know, that's kind of like the stigma. And they're saying people who are, like, a little bit older than us or our age are starting to have kids feel like they shouldn't take their kids to McDonald's or Taco Bell. But Starbucks has healthier food options.
No,
so
it
they
doesn't.
Think they're trying to market to kids because people will feel okay about taking their kids to Starbucks and then they can get them like a small frappuccino and like
yeah,
a
let's
panini
give them coffee.
And a little panini. Well, some of the frappuccinos don't have coffee in them.
Yeah, like the vanilla bean.
Yeah. And like Aaron loves the cake pops. So every time I go to
Which
Starbucks,
which is healthier
and
than
get
anything at McDonald's.
Well, it's not. But they do have healthier food options. They have oatmeal. They have paninis. They have yogurt parfaits.
But they're ridiculously priced as opposed
well,
to Taco Bell.
That is true.
Well, not all of us are peasants, Katrina.
They are a lot higher priced, but they think they're going after the kid market now.
Idiots.
I just thought they liked the cute little cups.
Well, they say
2 ounces less.
Starbucks says they're marketing towards people who are trying to be like health conscious or just want it as a small snack. But some people think it will still target kids a little bit because it is smaller.
I mean, I guess that makes sense. I mean, I guess if you're going to go to Starbucks with your kid and they're going to drink something, I guess a Frappuccino would be what you lean towards.
I wouldn't get him anything.
When I take Aaron to Starbucks, I get him 4 shots of espresso and then send him home to his mother.
That's different.
My mom always got me chocolate milk when she would take me to
there's,
Starbucks.
Yeah, there's like chocolate
yeah,
milk.
Yeah, she did. Yeah. Yeah.
They have like hot cocoa.
What? Hot
they
cocoa?
They have like hot cocoa.
What else they have at Starbucks?
Apple cider.
What else?
The best thing in the world.
Is your favorite thing in this world Starbucks?
Probably.
She thought way too long
My
about
favorite
that.
Thing about Starbucks is their slutty mermaid logo.
Oh, do you remember the old one with the
have
boobs?
Have you seen the one with
yeah.
the boobs?
Yeah, it's fantastic.
It's great.
It is.
They still have it on their original one in Seattle. Good.
They have a lot of problems with hobos in that bathroom. Doing more than pooping.
Yeah.
I mean masturbation.
Yeah, we got okay. that.
Yeah.
Way
sure
to clear that up.
Well, you guys didn't laugh, so I didn't. So I'll make sure.
Again, wasn't funny.
Hobo's masturbating is very funny. We should all laugh at that.
Yeah. For some reason, I just looked at Matthew, and I don't know why.
Because he's kind of a hobo tonight.
That's exactly what it was. Although, Matthew is dressed much better than Katrina, so.
Okay, you have to stop talking about this. I'm almost always in yoga pants.
No, but you're in all gray.
It is a very
that was
drab
unintentional.
Look tonight.
It looks like you're celebrating Ash Wednesday if I knew that you weren't
this
a sympathizer.
This was honestly the first shirt I pulled out of my drawer. That's how that worked.
Okay. And those pants, how long have you been wearing those pants?
Probably 2 weeks.
Damn.
Can I smell them?
Yes.
That's hot.
Okay. Well.
Okay.
I'm just waiting for you to have a topic of any kind.
I mean, I've got the one, but you made it sound like it wasn't a good one.
No, what is it? Oh, that one about the autistic kid on the plane?
Yeah, way to tell my story.
Well, that's
going to
be sad.
Yeah.
Are you going to cry again?
No.
Yes.
All right, just tell it. We'll just go to break if it's horribly sad and it'll be really
Basically
awkward.
It. It's not horribly sad.
Just a little bit?
There's potentially a lawsuit.
It's
it'll
just
be fine.
Controversy.
It'll be fine.
Basically, this family had, I think it was a 14-year-old autistic daughter. And they went to Disney World for a vacation.
Okay.
On their way back to...
Did they get a fast pass, you think?
No. I have no idea. On their way back to Washington, they flew American Airlines, and they basically the daughter got fussy because she was getting hungry, and they're like, she needs a hot meal or she's going to throw a fit. And autistic, you know, they're prone to throwing pretty big
and
fits.
And they need
like,
routines and all
and
that.
Yeah. They have they're high needs. And first class wouldn't give her anything that was hot. She wouldn't let her pay
they
for it.
They were in first class, so they told her no.
Yes, she couldn't have anything. And basically the food they were giving her wasn't going to...
Okay.
Wasn't going to calm her daughter down.
Okay.
And, you know, they told her, like, you know, if she doesn't get food, like, she's liable to whatever. And so, apparently, she was too disruptive, and they feared for the concerns of the other passengers
but
of her throwing this temper tantrum.
At one point, they did give her hot food.
But it was, there was an issue with it, because it was something that, like, she wasn't going to
eat. Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, they tried.
I got you this turd.
I heard she started
hot.
To calm
Straight
down.
Straight from my butt.
And so, for whatever reason, the pilot decided to make an emergency landing and kick the family off the plane.
Hmm.
And they flew a different airline to the rest of their... To Washington. And there's a video of it.
Of course there is. There's a video of everything nowadays.
I know. And the guy was just like, this is ridiculous. But then I read a follow-up article where they interviewed someone else. They're like, oh, I was glad they kicked her off the plane because she was getting really loud and fussy. I was like, that's not an issue. Like, babies cry.
Yeah, but people hate babies on planes, though.
Right, but shit happens. You're not in control of that.
Well, that's
they
true.
Have to fly, too.
But that doesn't mean you can't complain about it.
Well, yeah, but that also means you can't kick them off. Oh, yeah. Sorry, your two-year-old is being fussy.
There's
We're
also a large difference between going into your office and being like, Cameron, God. I had Disney World, you know, it was a great trip, except on the way back, there was this baby crying behind me the entire time. Compared to, Cameron, you know, my trip to Disney World was fantastic, you know, except for the flight back, there was this autistic child just kicking my seat the entire time.
Little bastard.
That doesn't come off as
well.
Well,
I just, unless she was, like, becoming violent,
yeah,
that's what I don't get. Like, if she was just...
She did have a gun. I read that, right?
Exactly. Yeah. No, and what's crazier yet was the mom said that, like, she was sitting against the window seat. And in the video, you can see she's sitting at the window seat. So her dad is in the middle and the mom is in the aisle. So, like, she would have, like, if she were to throw a fit.
Yeah, she was sandwiched
in
there.
It would have only ever been to the person in front of her. But, yeah, she would have to go through her parents to get out. And it's just. But she looked, yeah, she looked completely calm when they were getting off the plane.
It seemed a little extreme for, the first step.
Right.
Like, she hadn't really done anything yet.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, if your daughter can't calm down, like, we might, you know, have to do emergency landing, you know, just to, you know, because of everyone else on the plane. But it didn't sound like everyone else. I'm sure, I mean, I get that there's going to be people who don't like it. Like, she's being fussy. She's, you know, ruining their flight because she's loud. But at the same time, like.
Just put on some Bose headphones.
You got people who are
going to
get their panties in twist no matter what.
That's right.
So yep. It's just, it's weird.
Okay. Was that like a national news story? Or something?
I think so.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't hear about that.
I saw it on like Facebook and stuff.
I didn't see that on Facebook. I think it's probably because I block everyone who talks about anything real.
Probably.
Like, so that means you block me except for what I post.
Unless
on
it's
Facebook.
Like Pokemon, Amiibos, Avengers.
No, that's my Twitter. That's my Twitter. My Facebook is even worse. So let's just, here's my actual Facebook timeline right now. Okay?
Nothing.
First story is Naughty Dog has completely revamped Uncharted 4's facial animation systems. Okay. The next one is a video of how girls eat when they're around their crush of this man, like, licking a pizza. Then there's Modern Family, a promo for that. Then there's some guy lifting weights and then ripping his shirt off. Okay. Don't care. Then there's an ad for the movie Inside Out. Then a photo of a girl... A little girl. That's the first one on my timeline that's actually one of my friends that did something. Okay, then there's another one of a box of chocolates. Okay, then memes. Another meme. Ads. GoPro. Starbucks can never get your name right. Another video by the same people that were licking the pizza. So apparently Facebook thinks that these pizza-licking people are like way
BuzzFeed.
Big for me.
It's BuzzFeed.
No, it's not BuzzFeed. This is from Emmanuel Matos. Originally, who posted that. Then Manhattan Young Professionals. And, oh my God, something from your husband-to-be. Four U.S. cities cited as most violent in the world. Do you know what they have in common? They're all Detroit. That'd be my guess, right?
Say that.
They're probably all Detroit. Why would he share this and say interesting?
I don't know. Because Detroit's not on there.
No,
that's why.
Detroit is number one. Then New Orleans, then Baltimore, then St. Louis.
But what's the title of it again?
Four U.S. cities cited as most violent in the world.
Okay. Well, yeah.
Do you know what they have in condom? Condom?
Jeez. What is in their condom?
Something that's making them violent, apparently.
I don't know what just happened.
I don't want to open that can of worms.
High poverty rates is what they have in common.
I figured.
A high prevalence of single-parent families.
I could see that.
And now here's a glance at the mayoral leadership history of these cities. This is your husband posted this. You should be interested in this.
This is terrible.
Look at how
radio.
Interested the Wormtail is about this story.
His look arms look really short right now.
Are your arms shrinking? Can you turn around? Let's see your butt.
It makes me think of Meet the Robinsons.
Is it indented?
I have a big head and little arms.
He's kind of
like not too indented
right
now.
Butt, where it's just like this flat side.
Yeah, so anyway, that's my story.
Yeah, well, that was all right.
I'm sorry. It's all I got.
Well, we've got to take a 10-minute break.
Good.
And then when we come back, we're going to have to talk about things.
Oh, no.
And I do feel like I've hogged most of the shows. So here's
only because whenever I try to talk, you cut me off.
Well, here's what's going to happen.
Okay.
You have 10 minutes to fill the rest of the show.
Not going to happen.
And if it doesn't happen, I'm going to have an at-length discussion about my Amiibo and Pokemon collection updates.
Aww.
Because I've got lots to share, and I've been holding off.
You Cameron need to do like a nerd show.
Yeah, I thought about that. I told Cameron I was going to do it, but no.
Okay.
It's too much work.
Okay.
Well, you won't have
to. I might
this
do it when this show goes away.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. But,
you know, the problem is that if you actually do a show with meaning, you know, one that people would listen to or you want people to listen to, you actually have to do prep. And there's just some weeks where I can't do prep. Like, there's some weeks where I'm like, I could do so much prep this week and just do this great show. And then there's some weeks where I'm like, yeah, I have nothing to talk about. Which apparently is your week this week.
I mean, I could always make stuff up.
All right, well, that's great, because you're going to have to, or you're going to hear about these great Amiibo stands that I found on Etsy. They're going to be fantastic.
No.
Or how I'm taking two weeks from Friday off.
Stop now. It's break time.
To go hunting for Wave 4 Amiibos?
It's break time.
Do you know who's in Wave 4?
Please stop.
You're going to find out if you don't come up with topics.
Nope.
We'll be right back. Welcome back to On the Internet. It's a show that's
on the internet.
Matthew, I'm going to need you to participate in the jazz hands.
He just continues to stare blankly.
Okay.
Did move though.
So this is the second to last segment. We've got this segment and then one more. We generally just wrap up the show.
Mm-hmm.
I have given Katrina the task to fill the rest of the show. So patented fade out.
Woo. Okay, so I came up with three topics to talk about. Not really.
I'm going to play the part of you. So you have to lead the conversation, and I'll just interject.
I don't know how to do that. I've never done that because you never actually let me lead.
Here's your chance, Katrina.
You only ever interrupt me and stop me and correct me and berate me. And you're really being quiet.
Here's your chance.
I watched The Avengers yesterday. Yes, it's 3 weeks, but still, it was really good. I enjoyed it.
Who'd you go with?
I went with one of my KU friends.
Was that helping her too much?
No, you're good.
Okay.
Who was your favorite Avenger?
I don't know if I have one. I really liked the twins. I don't know her name, though. You know I'm bad with names.
Scarlet
anyway.
Witch.
I really liked her.
What of the Marvel movies have you seen?
I've seen all of them.
All of them?
Yes.
Hmm.
The only one that I question is Thor 2. And no, I haven't seen Hulk.
You don't like Thor 2?
No, that's the one that I don't remember if I've seen or not, but I feel like I had to have seen it because I've seen all of them.
That's the one with all the red goop. The ether takes over Natalie Portman's body.
That's hot.
Thor gets his hand cut off.
Oh, yeah.
Loki dies but doesn't.
Oh.
Yeah, basically.
Convergence, all the worlds aligning, big blue alien man.
Loki pretends to be Captain America.
I remember those, but I'm like, yeah, sure.
Okay.
That's where it gets iffy because, like, I feel like I've seen it. But anyway, so.
Did you see the Hulk?
No, that's the only one. I watched the first one that was poorly done.
The
so
Ang Lee one?
I haven't seen the new one.
Well, the new one.
Which I know
is
was
also
good.
Bad.
But it's just like, eh.
So. Yeah, we watched it and it was.
It was okay.
Yeah.
It's important now, though, because the next Marvel movie is going to have a character from it.
Yeah.
Captain America Civil War is bringing in one of the Hulk people.
What Hulk person is it bringing in?
General Ross and possibly the Abomination.
Dun, dun, dun.
That would be pretty crazy.
I would love it.
I did make my friend and her nephew stay until the end, like after the credits, to watch the little like commercial, like preview for the next one. And she's like, "What?" And she made the joke with her nephew. She's like, "She's one of those people." And I'm like, "Yeah, I am."
You're not though, really.
What?
You haven't even seen Hulk.
Really?
I'm just saying. I mean, you can't be one of those people.
It's obviously
not
worth
people.
It. It's obviously not worth it.
You also don't know any of the Avengers' names.
I do too.
Name as many Avengers as you can.
There are a lot of them.
There are
more than the ones.
Well, I only know the main ones.
Let's see if you can make it to five.
Let's keep.
Okay, Iron Man.
Okay.
Thor.
Okay.
Captain America.
Okay.
Hawkeye.
Okay.
Black Widow.
Okay. That's five. You did it.
I know.
There's a big green one that has a movie that you haven't seen.
There are actually
Hulk.
A ton of others.
Okay, Hulk.
You
don't know the twins' names, so that rules them out.
Yeah, the twins.
Yeah.
That's all I know.
You know the guy who is purple? You don't know his
but
name?
But I know you just said
what about
his name.
The bad guy's name? Do you know the bad guy's name?
Nope.
Say the title.
Loki? You mean Loki?
Ultron.
No, not Loki.
Oh, yeah, Ultron, that too.
Vision.
Vision, uh-huh. Yeah.
I did know, ironically, throughout them in the middle of the movie, I was like, oh, I know that actor.
Paul Bettany?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's sexy.
I love him.
I do too. He's naked in every movie he's in.
Isn't it great?
Was he naked in? But he wasn't naked.
When he gets born, you don't see anything, but he's completely nude, and then he comes out of the thing.
You see butt cheek.
Cameron was looking really close.
Yep.
It's not hard because, A Knight's Tale, he had a butt cheek.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did. Mm-hmm.
I think he was naked in A Beautiful Mind, too. I feel like he was naked in one of those movies.
Seen that recently. I didn't realize he was in that one. Mm.
So, what'd you think of it?
I liked it.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Yeah, Mark seen it?
No, he got mad because I was going to see without him.
He doesn't live here.
I know. And he went and saw one of the movies I wanted to see this summer without me.
What one?
I don't remember.
I hope it's something girly.
It wasn't. He doesn't see anything girly.
Really?
Really?
He kind of strikes me as a man who has a soft side.
Oh, super soft side. He's super wimpy in some ways. Like, just a big sap. That's what I mean.
Describe how he's a wimp.
Not a wimp, like sappy.
Describe how he has a vagina.
Describe his vagina.
Well.
Oh, boy.
No, it has an R.
Oh. Has an R. For your ready night, you should shave it into
an
R.
No, he's big on just being super cheesy when it comes to like different like country songs. He's like, oh yeah, this one made me think of you. I really missed you because this reminded me of that. And I'm just like, okay, cool.
You know how horny a man has to be in order to send texts like that? It's like, that's like horny level 80.
I mean,
well, it's like it's taking over your brain. You think that being that way will help you.
Yes. Right.
Well, yeah.
Oh, she's going to read his text. I cannot wait.
I recently deleted a lot of our texts. But no, I saved the good one.
But
it's super long.
Can you show the R to the camera?
I will not show the R to the camera.
Which for our last show, we should show the R to the camera.
I will not.
Last 30 seconds. Oh, by the way, here's the R.
Okay, this was
is why I'm leaving the show.
This was his text to me at 1:50 in the morning, which is 2:50 his time.
Okay.
Full disclosure. Nicole was celebrating her birthday tonight. She wanted to dance, so I danced with her a few times. That being said, I don't think I've missed you more than I did tonight. All I could think about while dancing with her was how bad I wanted to dance with you. I love you so much. I can't wait to spend the rest of my life with you. I wish we were already together. I hope you're sleeping well, and I'll talk to you in the morning. I love you. Katrina.
That's nasty.
He specifically said my name.
What was your... He's never going to listen to this.
Nope.
What was your honest reaction when you read that text?
There's three text messages.
So, I mean, would that paragraph, what did you do
after I read it?
Yeah,
I was like, aw, that's about it.
Really supporting the habit.
Did you really say aw, or did you go
pff? No, it's usually, it's when he does other stuff I'm just like pff.
You didn't roll your eyes or
sometimes it's when
that big sap.
I do a lot of the time, but not when I wake up to text messages like that.
Okay.
But other times when we were listening to songs, he's like, I really like this part specifically because, and he goes in this big whole spiel about why. I'm just like, I don't care.
Well,
you like the song.
I think what that has taught me is that in order to appreciate Chris more, I need to dance with more women.
Yep. You won't dance with anyone, so I'm not really worried about that.
You danced with my brother.
I did.
To Diamonds.
I did?
I have a video.
How drunk was I for this?
Not very.
I think you were pretty drunk.
I feel
drunk.
Like you were not that drunk.
I don't know. I think back then there
Shine
was two speeds.
Like
sober or completely drunk. Shine I think those are the
like
only ways I operated.
I'm just glad that Chris remembers this. That's not the right
I vaguely remember Shine Bright Like a Diamond. Why do I remember Shine Bright
because
Like a Diamond?
Because you danced and sang to it.
I do not recall this.
Oh, look, and it's right at the top.
Oh, yay.
When did this happen? Oh, my God. Look at this video. This is horrifying.
Please hold it up to the microphone.
Yeah, we got to...
Is there sound?
Oh, yeah.
Here, put it closer. Other side of the mic.
Jesus. I'm so drunk.
I need a light.
Literally dancing right now. Trevor's like actually dancing, and I'm just kind of doing slow arm movements.
That's all that matters.
Because I'm so drunk, if I move, I'll fall over probably.
For forever, he would just go, shine bright like a diamond. All the time.
I love drunk Seth.
Drunk Seth was a lot of fun.
Every time. He would be sober, too. Sometimes we'd just be in the car and he'd be like, shine bright like a diamond.
My favorite
song. What is happening in this video? I can't even describe to the audience what I just witnessed, except for some type of drunken seizure to
to music, which is what we'll find I a way just to post witnessed. That.
How long is the are those videos?
Oh, just a second.
Oh my god. That's horrifying.
This one is 1:32.
I feel like you could meme one of these and just be like, when your jam is on, and then just show Seth waving his arms.
You could. You absolutely could. It would make sense.
Oh. This one? This is what you like, right? You like it. You like this.
Everyone will have it. Hello. Oh. That one was 10 seconds.
Katrina. Oh, Deanne Cat. It's beautiful.
And then the diamonds. Oh, God. Last but not least, the diamonds is...
How many of these did we do?
Three. I took three.
That's too many.
This one is 2:25. But that was the one where Seth's actually like...
Can you just like skip like halfway through that and see if we're still dancing?
Oh, yeah.
I'd love to see that. How long are we going to do this?
It's not even like alcohol or a type of drink. It's just I need more drink.
I'm doing things with horrible things. This is horrible. This could never see the light of day. I'm doing this. I literally took a drink out of a giant solo cup.
Here, go back and play that. We need to isolate that clip.
Shine bright like a diamond.
Oh, it's over.
Here we go.
Shine bright like a diamond.
That's pretty accurate, I think.
All right, hey, save that. We're going to need that on the board.
Shine bright like a diamond.
When you add that,
I can never listen to that song again. Like, even to this day, I have to change channels.
It sounds just like me. When you add that to the board, please add it right next to this sound effect on my board because I still need this.
Who don't got no good?
Okay. Yep. All right. Anyway, back to what you were talking about. Is you're leading the way?
Well, I started off with the Avengers, but yeah.
Okay. He held up one finger at me. Like, to wait.
Like, just a second. I realized how thirsty I am. I'm super thirsty, but now I feel like I'm going to laugh and not drink it. So, anyway, so I have a countdown going for, like, the wedding stuff. And mm-hmm. You never let me talk about the wedding, so
go
I figured
for
this
it.
Is the perfect time.
This is the perfect time.
Okay, so I met with my friend a couple weeks ago when I ditched life.
Oh, you mean on the internet?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep, that one. And so... We ended up, it was really not worth the time because she ended up getting into a fight with her husband.
Oh, this is the Emporia chick.
Yeah. Okay. And then we spent maybe all of 15 minutes working on the actual invitations. And then 2 weeks ago, she's now emailed me like an idea and what she's going to do and how she's going to do it so we can get those printed. But then Mark told me just 2 days ago that his mom has decided what to do for the Michigan reception and how she wants it done. And what I didn't realize was that I'm only going to make so many invites, and mostly for my family, and then the Michigan reception is going to go to most of his family.
Okay.
So I was like, well, are you wanting these done and printed when I come up there? Well, if you can. Are you kidding me? How am I going to get that done? Because Addie's got other orders that she's working on as well. I'm just like...
Can't you just go to Kinko's and print
That's not going
to
happen. And she has... You know, she's actually designing them. Like, she's... The printing isn't hard. It's the designing and getting that stuff.
Well, how long does it take to design something, man?
Well, she's got other stuff to do, too.
Like what? Do meth and yell at her husband?
Yep.
I mean, that's all they do in Emporia.
Party.
Lots of meth.
Is she
a hornet?
Nope.
Okay.
She's a stay-at-home mom, but she has she does a magazine. She has a magazine order every 3 times a year or something.
She does a magazine.
And then she also has...
Like, she designs for a magazine? Is that what you mean? Or?
That's what I'm understanding it, but I think it's, like, a local magazine. It's not, like, a big magazine. Oh. But anyway. And then she also is, you know, big with, like, graduation and stuff right now.
Okay.
As well as weddings, obviously, because it's wedding season.
Okay.
So it's just...
How much are you paying for these?
I don't know yet.
How do like you not know?
Because she, like, when she's done designing, she'll tell me, like, how much it's going to cost for printing, and then I'm paying for printing.
Oh, so you're getting a design for free?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Well, then, yeah, you can't really rush her then, can you?
No. And I don't want to be like, oh, yeah, by the way, I also need this one done at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
But I told Mark, I was like, that's not going to get done, but she can ship it to you, and then, you know, it'll get up there sometime.
So you're doing invitations for the wedding, and then invitations for the thing in Detroit.
The reception. The second reception. But that's where after I got confused, because I was like, well, I was like, is this something
that like, why can't they just tell people that that's happening? Like, why do you need invites to that?
My thing was, like, I just didn't, like, they kept changing it on me, so that's where I got frustrated, and then they're like, oh, we'll figure it out later. I'm like, that's fine. I don't need to do invitations. Now they're doing invitations, like, you probably should have told me this by now. And all of a sudden they're like, oh, yeah, but we still figure out the wording, we still figure out this, and I was like, okay, cool, but you want my friend to do it, and you want them when exactly? But they won't tell me. They don't know when.
So is the reason for this reception is because people in Mark's family aren't going to come to Kansas to witness your wedding?
Most of them will not.
Okay.
So that's why they're doing a second reception, like full-on reception, apparently. Like, his mom's getting a photographer.
So are you inviting people from Kansas to go to that reception? Like, you're inviting people from Michigan to come to here?
I wasn't planning on it. I mean, my parents are going to go, and my brother's going to go, but otherwise, I mean, I think I invited Malia, but otherwise,
she'll go.
She always she doesn't know yet.
Oh, really?
Like she just got a town. She just got a townhome, so she's not sure where her monies will be. At
what?
That time.
She's not living at home anymore?
Oh, she's getting ready to buy a townhome. Like,
why
she found
she
out which
that?
One.
Why doesn't she just live at home forever? Colby thinks
because she can't do the commute anymore.
I thought she worked in Dallas.
And she did get a new job, but anyway, that's been her goal since she moved home, was to get a townhome, so that way she could be independent.
So she has goals to move out of her home.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Not Colby.
You guys are mean tonight.
And then mm-hmm. I have a lot going on the next couple of weeks. It's just kind of weird.
Mm-hmm.
You also
still have about 6 minutes to fill.
6 minutes? My gosh, there's so much time.
I mean, usually I feel like 110.
I know.
But it's okay. I mean, I feel like you can handle six.
I know I can.
I feel like you got this. Camera, she got this?
She got it.
She got it.
Woo. So I got 2 weeks till I go to Michigan.
Uh-huh.
But within that time, I have... totally went blank.
Okay.
I told Addie that I would go down there and help her put the invitations together because they're going to get glued on and it's going to turn into the envelopes. And then when you open it, it's the invitation.
Why you got to do something so fancy?
Because it's cool.
Detroit. Just put notebook
paper. Well, it's going to go to my family and it's going to go to you.
Well, send the nice ones to people in Kansas. In the
Besides,
Detroit.
No, the one she isn't going to mail us ours. She's to bring it in.
We'll see.
She's not going to write our name on the envelope.
But the ones in Detroit, they're getting the other invite. So that's where... they are going to get something less. They won't get the formal invite.
Yeah, they should just get a 3x5 card reception on this day. Watch out for stray dogs.
Well,
Detroit.
plus a little RSVP card. So that way his mom can
So you know people are coming. Gotcha.
Yeah, so his mom can do that.
Now, does your family have to pay for that reception too?
No, his parents are.
There you go.
Yep.
So he does. And then how long after that reception? Well, he'll already be living here.
Mm-hmm. He moves here in 3 weeks. Yeah.
Happy for you.
I am too.
Is he going to be here every Wednesday?
Yes.
Okay, great.
But he doesn't have to be. We can work that out. He doesn't have to.
Well, he could be here. I just don't know if he should be on every show.
But I didn't intend on him being on every show.
I feel like for our last episodes, it needs to be just about us. Like, I feel like we shouldn't get rid of Chris.
Hey, I'm in every episode.
That's not true. I remember specifically you went and got wings.
You were sick one episode, too.
And she went to visit her parents one episode. Because you're like, you walked in the last minute like, I got stuff because Chris isn't here.
I don't know. What?
That's not fair because Katrina just misses the show sometimes.
Yeah, but you can't do a show without me. My name's in the title.
I'm just saying. You can't do a show without me.
But anyway, I know. No, I mean, I wasn't intending on Mark.
What if we do a lounge show again? Remember when we did the lounge show?
Does this involve everyone being naked?
It could.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did a lounge show. Remember we just opened it up and I think I probably still have the music on here.
I doubt it.
Probably got deleted.
No, that's not it.
That's horrible music.
Oh, not that one. Sorry. That's me. That's
like wedding.
That's wedding
music. Okay, while you're finding this, I'm going to continue with my story. So I have to figure out a time to go down to see Addie. I'm still planning on working up until that point, but I only work weekends, which is frustrating because that's one of my other friends is doing like a weekend bachelorette party, and then on Sunday it's her bridal shower with like her
people do things on the weekends.
High school and college friends. Yes, I'm aware of that. Mm-hmm. So I told her I'd have to figure out with my work schedule. Not at all. And so I was also planning to...
I like how rocky this song gets.
Go to Trevor's house that Sunday before my flight goes out so I can spend some time with him. And then he's taking me to the airport. and then Mark and I are driving back, so I didn't want to have to swing by his place to get my car.
Okay, that makes sense.
I'm done.
Well, you don't like this? No. We made it through one whole cycle. You should be proud of yourself.
I am. I tried really, really hard. And then with Cameron talking and Cameron's dancing.
Yeah, Cameron's dance was disturbing, but I liked it. It was like a car accident you can't look away from.
But anyway,
I want to say it was this music where we did a lounge show.
This is right.
And every once in a while we would just, because Chris wasn't there, we did a lounge show. It was just relaxed. And, you know, it wasn't well formatted. And we just sat back. And
isn't that every episode not well formatted?
No, because for this episode we changed the intro to include lounge music.
Mm-hmm. You should find that episode for us for, you know.
I mean, it's probably not hard to find. But I can look for that since you're filling the next couple minutes.
Yep, I'm done.
No, you got 2 minutes left.
I'm done.
You can't. You got 2 minutes. We'll just have can't have 2 minutes of silence.
So the only things you have going on that you claim you're so busy in these 2 weeks are going to visit Addie and a friend's bachelorette party.
Okay, no, that's not all.
That's only two things.
My friend told me that her daycare is quitting or whatever, so like I'm going to start babysitting for her, but I'm like, I don't know how I'm going to do that. When I'm going to leave in a couple weeks, but I'm going to babysit for her off and on up until that point, as well as I've got my licensing exam on Friday, next Friday. And then I also have CPR training the Thursday before. So next Thursday, I've got CPR training.
CPR is easy, though.
I know, but it's just the idea I have to go and do it.
My class was annoying when I had to go do it. The lady told us that she knew she could save a child, but if it was an adult, she didn't know if she'd do CPR.
What?
I was like... You're a teacher of CPR. That's like even more
population
than
control. Let the fuckers die.
Apparently,
give the kids a chance, but those old
that's
people.
That's worthless.
Some kids are not worth it.
Some kids are not worth it.
Oh my god, this computer is horrible.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it is.
It is the worst thing ever.
It is 900 years old.
So I was also reminded how smart 2-year-olds can be.
Really?
My friend. Yep. My friend
talk to Trevor again.
Yep. My friend told me how I needed to come hang out because her son was asking for me. She's like, when's Trina coming? I want to see Trina. Anyway, and apparently, unbeknownst to her, he had gone to talk to his dad and was like, Dad, you can take mommy on a date because Trina will come watch me. I'm like, what? Who thinks of that kind of concept? Like, you can go on a date. Trina will come watch me. Go away. I'm like, you're 2. I wouldn't have thought of that at 2 years old. You can take mommy on a date. Trina will come.
Please.
Children, stop it. Stop it.
This should be playing right now.
It's not. I mean, I feel your pain. Oh, it literally is called the lounge show.
Yeah, it's called lounge show, yeah.
It was right after car trouble.
We take nothing too serious and sit back and relax with some wings and adult beverages.
Told you. We had wings.
Yep. We close the book on the future of the shows and wrap up talks about Katrina's future. We discuss privacy.
Live from Duo Studios in Manhattan, Kansas. He talked about the bloop in a lot of episodes. With your hosts, Seth Neiman and Katrina Abbott.
This intro. Almost professional.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Welcome to the show. It's lounge day on life.
Just chill.
See? Because
we could do this again.
Chris isn't here, and we literally are just now ready for the show.
Let's sat down. Oh!
Literally. We had, I think I maybe had 10 seconds of time.
I don't even know if we had that much.
To, like, adjust my microphone. So.
Okay, that's enough. Okay.
But he mentioned that Chris wasn't there.
Yeah, no. He hates me.
It's true.
I'm just saying, that was the fifth to last episode of life where Chris wasn't there.
Underwear thievery.
Yeah, that's where Bull and Bull was stealing all your underwear. Remember that?
Yeah, my friend saw her in Aggieville. She's like, the one time I go in Aggieville, I see her.
We gotta take a break. Wait for Matthew to get over there.
Oh my god, dude!
What, you take forever?
Could he have been any slower?
He's like an old man, just like...
Alright.
Are you freaking kidding me?
We can't parade him, we don't have time. We gotta go. Alright, we'll be right back. Katrina is now watching videos instead of doing the end of the show, but that's okay. We're used to that type of shenanigans. So how'd you like hosting the end of the show?
I didn't.
Okay. You'll never
have a co-host.
You won't have to do it again.
No, that's not true.
But you can't complain when I interrupt you.
I will still complain.
Okay, that's fine. Whatever. It works. So whatever. All right, we're out of time, so we'll be back here next week. Imagine that. At Wednesday at 8 o'clock Central Time at duo.com/live, and of course, new episodes every Thursday. And that's probably it. I mean, we should probably just call it quits. And I mean, not forever, but this
just
episode.
For today.
Yes. So anyway, we'll see you guys next week.
See ya.
Bye.
On the Internet is a production of Duo, executive produced by Seth Neiman and Cameron Wolford. I hope you enjoyed your time today. Please come back and join us next time on the Internet. Logging out now. Goodbye.